Page 28. Fear of flying. A job can mean flying in spite of your fear. Scott McCain has given a speech to a crowd of 25,000 people, a task that would set many a person's knees to knocking. But for McCain, public speaking isn't the scary part. "My biggest fear is getting on the plane, going to the speech," says McCain, a business consultant and author who, despite his jangly nerves, has to fly for a living. Facing the fear. McCain's not alone. According to the Valk Foundation, a Dutch institute focused on treating the fear of flying, 26 million Americans get the jitters at the thought of taking to the air. But many have no choice, especially when their job depends on it. Most people think that those of us that fly for business have no issues getting into a jet, says Ron Golsch, an electrical engineer who has to fly all over the world despite his discomfort. It's not that we have no problems flying. It is just that we have learned how to cope with it better than most. Some business trekkers utter a prayer before takeoff. Others toss back a sleeping pill or cocktail to calm their nerves. And some would-be flyers will drive whenever they can, even if it tacks hours onto their journeys. The fear of flying can be rooted in a range of phobias, from angst about being in a confined space to a fear of heights to anxiety about not being in control, says Lucas von Gerwen, the Valk Foundation's director. Now, in an era of downloads and virtual assistants, there's a mobile app to help calm them. Developed by Valk, the app features a multifaceted menu. Passengers can learn about the phases of flight, from takeoff to landing, and the effects of fear, and get pointers on how to relax by avoiding caffeine and controlling their breathing, von Gerwen says. Managing the fear. Some fearful road warriors have strategies of their own. Golsch says that flying has always made him a little nervous, a discomfort that only intensified after the attacks of September 11, 2001. He focuses on what's within his control, getting to the airport early so he doesn't feel rushed, keeping his iPad and phone fully charged so he can stay entertained during the flight, and picking a nice hotel that he can look forward to visiting when he lands. "Some may call my steps just normal things an experienced business traveler does," he says. "For me, it is more than that. It just ensures that while the flying might be stressful or fear-inducing, I am not allowing other things to pile on and make things worse." Keeping perspective, McCain has looked up books on the fear and once even took a flight lesson. "I thought if I understood flying more, it would help me, and I wouldn't be as fearful," he says. It didn't work. McCain has chosen a 4-hour bus ride from Singapore to Kuala Lumpur rather than fly 40 minutes through thunderstorms. But often, there is no getting around traveling at 30,000 feet. He's tried beta blockers and even a sleeping pill to calm his nerves. Still, it's his normal ritual that works best. Deep breathing and a simple prayer uttered at the start of each flight. Keeping things in perspective also helps. "I think about all the things my dad did for a living," says McCain, whose international travels, sometimes in first class, contrast sharply with the life of his father, who worked in a factory and as a truck driver. "When the fear comes," he says, "I think if this is the worst I have to deal with, I'm the luckiest guy in the world." Vocabulary focus. Jitters. Trekker. Toss back. multifaceted, road warrior, pile on, get around.